Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program coming to you from Fayetteville, North Carolina, July 25th, 2012. Listen to me. Starting off with something ridiculous like 19. All right, this article was posted Tuesday, 24 July, 2012. The title is Social Scientists Find Traditional Marriage a Cure for Poverty, and it's written by Bruce Walker. While many Americans who take traditional Judeo-Christian values of America seriously have extolled the virtues of a happy marriage, economists and social scientists, many of them studying the situation from a secular point of view, are now coming to the same conclusion. Well, imagine that. We have a social scientist studies that indicate that traditional marriage is a good thing. These experts agree that single parenting accounts for much of modern poverty. All right, let's say that again. These experts agree that single parenting accounts for much of modern poverty. Robert Lerman of the Urban Institute, for instance, believes that unmarried status accounts for 40% of the poverty in single parent families. Unmarried status accounts for 40% of the poverty in single parent families. So this is what you have, listener. You have a president who's doing everything he can to eliminate poverty. You have a president who's doing everything he can to undermine traditional marriage. Wow. Those two things are at odds with each other. Those two things don't correlate. If we were to chart them, they're at odds one with another. As one increases, the other one decreases. They don't work together. Statistics show that married men tend to work harder and make more money than unmarried men. Statistics show that married men tend to work harder and make more money than unmarried men. Oh, so if a society wants to eliminate poverty, a society should encourage men to get married to women. Married men work about 160 hours more compared to their similarly credentialed peers after they transition into marriage in that first year of married life. Men who get married and stay married tend to be better workers. They work harder. They work longer. They work more strategically, and as a consequence, they tend to earn more money. I know that for my 20 years in the Army, I worked harder because I was trying to increase the standard of living for my family. I cared about my wife. I loved my wife. I wanted my wife to have a better standard of living. And since I started in the Army as an E1, there was lots of room for promotion. There was lots of room to make more money if I was willing to work harder, work longer, and to work more strategically. Dr. Wilcox noted that married women also benefit. Women who get married and stay married by the end of their lives have a lot more in the way of assets, whether it's a home or some kind of a retirement account. Dr. Jennifer Morse of the Roof Institute agrees, adding, "The family is absolutely necessary for the market to function. The family is absolutely necessary for the market to function. The substitute to the family are expensive and ineffective, and taxpayers end up paying for the price. The substitutes to the family are expensive and ineffective, and taxpayers end up paying the price." The Heritage Foundation reports that married men earn on average, $8,000 more per year than their unmarried counterparts. Married men on average earn $8,000 per year more than their unmarried counterparts who are living with women, and that the yearly household income for married couples is $12,500 higher than for couples simply living together. Additionally, married couples are a whopping, listen to this number, 700% more likely to own a home than unmarried couples. Married couples are a whopping 700% more likely to own a home than unmarried couples and are also more likely to own stocks and bonds. Married couples are also significantly more likely to have savings accounts and are much less likely to default on home loans. You know what? If you read those statistics like I'm doing it, you would almost get the impression that it's in the government's best interest to encourage people to get married. In fact, you would almost get the impression that the government, because it exists to promote good, according to the Word of God, that the government should reward people for getting married. The government should reward people for getting married. Despite these statistics, more and more couples are living together without marriage. And consequently, the rate of children born out of wedlock is now 41% and rising every year. 41%. That means 4 out of 10. 4 out of 10 children born in a hospital today, 4 out of 10 born in a hospital today are being born to mothers who are not married. Since 1990, the percentage of births to unmarried white mothers with college educations has tripled. Social scientists say that it is marriage, not just living together, that matters. Social scientists, not preachers, not priests, not rabbis. Social scientists. Those may be atheists. Those may be unbelievers. Those may be agnostic. Those may be Jews or Roman Catholics or Muslims or any other religion. These are social scientists. And they say that it is marriage, not just living together, that matters. And the effects on single-parent families are more than simply economic. Not having a married father in the home can have a profound effect on children, often leading to delinquency and then more serious crime. The Family Life Institute reports that the juvenile delinquency rate of children who have always lived with a single parent is 22 times greater than with children who have always lived in two-parent families. So let's get this straight in our minds. Get married, have children, and stay married. It almost sounds like God's plan. Between these two extremes, the children of married but separate parents have a juvenile delinquency rate 5 times greater than those in married and intact families. So you've got the extreme of a single parent with children, no dad, or in some rare cases, no mom involved. That's case number one. Case number two is the in-between, where there is a dad or a mother, but they're not living together. Case number three, which is the best case scenario, not my opinion, the opinion of the social scientist, is mom and dad get married, have children, and stay together. They stay engaged. The juvenile delinquency rate of children of divorced parents is 12 times greater than that of children in married and intact families. 22 and 12 times. 12 times is divorced. 22 is never married. A great many studies have linked the married status of children's parents to children's health, suicide rates, test scores, and other measurable data. It seems clear that of measurable benefit is the security and happiness of children having both mother and father living in a loving relationship and working through the problems of life as a team. And then there are two comments. Incidentally, the correlation doesn't prove the causality. Unbelievable. There are some people, it doesn't matter what you say to them, folks, they're not going to hear that. They're not going to hear it. It doesn't matter what you say to them, they're not going to hear it. So does America want to get rid of poverty? Yes. Is America reinforcing traditional marriage? No. Then America should not be surprised. America should not be surprised that we cannot fix the poverty problem. You see, the poverty problem will always be with us, according to the Lord Jesus Christ. but the percentage or the magnitude is determined by the society. The percentage or the magnitude is determined by the society. And that is determined by the degree to which the society follows biblical principles. And principle number one established in the Garden of Eden is that a husband takes a wife and a wife takes a husband, and they are united in holy matrimony for their entire lives. They never separate. They stay with each other through thick and thin, and they have children. And those children have children who do the same thing. Now that's biblical, and according to the social scientists, that makes sense for a society that's trying to eliminate poverty. Thanks for listening. P-A-S-T-O-R at BereanBaptistChurch.org. Berean is spelled B-E-R-E-A-N, BaptistChurch.org. Comments, questions, thoughts, all. Send them. Send them all. Check us out on our live webcast at 8:30 a.m., 10:45, and 6 p.m. on Sundays. Check out our 1,200 messages on BereanBaptistChurch.org. under the sermon audio page. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.